choir of one. Once upon a time, there was a choir master who lived in a quiet house.
The last house at the end of a busy street. All her neighbors knew her and loved her. They were her voice, her lips, her tongue, her teeth. Pipes on an organ that stretched high up into the clerestory. And they sang proudly and beautifully the songs that she had composed for them. Each one made up of a thousand haunting melodies, corkscrewing over and around and through each other, complex and perfect like a murmuration. And the people on the street were happy because they knew who they were. And the choir master in her quiet house was happy because she knew who she was. And everything was in its right place. Wow. And it really felt like everything might stay that way forever. Until one day,
the choir master
awoke to find the street silent and all houses empty. The families
had fled in the night. And she beat her many fists
against the roof of the wall until they bled. And she screamed from the pits of her many stomachs until they emptied. And she wept from the corners of her many eyes and where the blood and bile and tears fell, there grew
a forest with thorns
like kitchen knives and rusted metal,
too thick and clawing to pass through. And the choir master cursed
the gods,
old
and new,
and everything was wrong, and it really felt
like it might stay that way forever. Until
one day, outside the choir master's
quiet house, quiet as a stagnant sea, a stranger arrived. Just one, alone. And the choir master, sick with yearning, beguiled the stranger to sing song after song after song, an eon's worth, all at once, and all the parts as well, corkscrewing through his tongue
and his teeth and his lips.
And the stranger was happy because he knew who he was. And the choir master was happy because she knew who she was. Everything is in its right place. Fuck. And it really feels like it might stay this way forever.
Following is to be made in the most time-consuming system. Our prince of Arden, I am the man looking after thee.